Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning and welcome to Abbotsford Anglican's family Christmas celebration morning. It's wonderful to have you all with us this morning. So come on in and take a seat if you haven't already. And I can see our wonderful angels and shepherds wandering outside, and they'll be along with us shortly. My name is Karen, and I'll be leading us through our time of celebration this morning. So we hope you enjoy your time with us. Before we begin, we are very mindful of the recent developments in the public health situation around COVID-19 and the relaxation of many of the restrictions by the New South Wales government. And as a Christian community, we would like to show our love and care for each other by continuing to practice some of the important safety measures that we have already had in place here at the church. Things like using the hand sanitizer, our physical distancing, and wearing our face masks in the church building, and particularly as we sing. But even though we choose to wear masks this morning, it brings us great joy that we can sing in church, and especially as we come together today to celebrate the wonder of Christmas. So today we are going to sing some of our favourite and well-loved Christmas carols, and you will be able to follow along with the words on the screen. Some songs we will sing seated, and for others we'll stand up. And I'll let you know as we come to each one. So don't be shy and sing up and have a great morning. As we sing along, we're also going to see and hear the unique story of Christmas unfold and build before our very eyes. And we can imagine for ourselves how it was for the shepherds and the townspeople, the wise men and the angels, and particularly for Mary and Joseph coming to Bethlehem for the birth of their baby. Remember, this is not a fairy tale. It is a true story about real people in a real place and time. It is God entering human history. So let's consider afresh the amazing message of Christmas, that Jesus, God and King, left all the glory of heaven to come to our world as a tiny human baby to be our saviour. For generations before Jesus was born, prophets had been foretelling the coming of someone very special, a Messiah, someone who would be a saviour for the world. This is what some of them said. The prophet Isaiah said, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and she will name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a good descendant in David's family. This descendant will be a king who will rule in a wise way, and he will do what is fair and right in the land." And the king did come from David's family, and our first song this morning reminds us of that. So let's stand and sing "Once in Royal David's City."
Once in royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ a child. so dear and gentle, is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to the place where he is gone. Not in that poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by, we shall see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high. When life stars his children crowned, all in white shall wait around.
Please be seated. And so God's people living in Israel were waiting for the special one, a king to come. But nothing seemed to be happening for a long time. Through the Bible, we see God's plan unfolding, the plan to send Jesus. Jesus was the king they had been waiting for, but when he came, it was not as they expected. One day, the angel Gabriel came to tell Mary of God's plan. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Come with me now to Bethlehem, a small town south of Jerusalem. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born in Palestine, the Roman Empire was strong, and Palestine was an occupied country. Augustus, the Caesar at that time, demanded that a census be held to count the people in their hometowns. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, about 120 kilometres from Bethlehem. Even though Mary was expecting a baby, they had to pack their belongings and set off from Nazareth on the road through the hills. Joseph lifted Mary onto their donkey and walked beside her all the way to Bethlehem, because that's where their family came from. As Mary and Joseph approach Bethlehem, let's stay seated and sing together of that special night. Let's sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
Finally arrived in Bethlehem, hot and tired after their long journey, Mary and Joseph could find nowhere to stay. All the inns were already crowded with other travellers coming for the census. Finally, an innkeeper said they could sleep in the cow shed at the back of his inn. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
So it was, on that night, human history was made. It was an amazing night. A huge bright star shone in the sky, and the Son of God, Mary's child, was born in a stable. Think back across the centuries to that night in Bethlehem. Picture the scene. Feel the crisp night air. Walk up the road towards the inn. Listen at the door and hear the talking and laughing inside. Now go around the back, through the darkness, down the rough path to the stable. It's small and dark, with only a flickering lantern to light the way. There's straw on the earth floor. Listen to the sounds of the animals. The cows are mooing and chewing their cud. The tired donkey which has carried Mary to Bethlehem is breathing heavily. Can you smell the milk and manure and animals and straw? It's a bright night, flooded with light from the enormous star overhead. And who is there? A baby, a very special baby. We're now going to sing about that very first Christmas night with a song the children have been singing in kids' church. It's called On That Very First Christmas, and we've got some actions that go with it. Some of you will know them. Emily and some of the kids from kids' church are going to come out and show us those actions. So in case you aren't aware of what they are, Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem riding on a donkey, and baby Jesus was born that night, and the wise men came to worship him. The shepherds told that the king is born, and the angels were singing glory to God. So, and then the last verse, we do it all back to back. So let's all stand up and give it our best shot. Let's sing On That Very First Christmas.
Thank you. we got words? No. Okay, I can remember it. What's after Mary and Joseph? Baby Jesus. Okay, you do the action, I'll follow your action. Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem on that very first Christmas. Baby Jesus born that night, born that night, born that night. Mary Jesus born that night on that very first Christmas. Wise men come to worship him, worship him, worship him. The wise men come to worship him on that very first Christmas. Yeah. The day he what? Oh, the shepherds heard the king is born. The shepherds heard that the king is born. The king is born. The king is born. The shepherds tell that the king is born on that very first Christmas. The angels singing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. The angels singing glory to God on that very first Christmas. Now we're going to put them all together. Great being born to the Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Oh. Jesus, Bethlehem, on that very first Christmas. Oh, sorry, I know. Okay, let's try and put them all together. You ready? Here we go. Baby, being born to the Bethlehem, the way be Jesus born that night. The wise men come and worship him. The angels tell that the king is king.
Round of applause, everybody. Big round of applause. What I love about church is that we're family and we can all just have fun together.
We got the last line right.
Yeah, thank you very much for covering. Well done. That was lots of fun. On the hills nearby were some shepherds out minding their sheep. It wasn't a great job. Most people didn't think much of shepherds in those days. But God chose those shepherds to be witnesses to Jesus' birth. Out on that dark and lonely hillside, the night was quiet. The fire had burnt down low. The men were sitting around telling jokes to one another. Somewhere close by, a sheep was bleating. Suddenly, the sky was filled with dazzling light. The glory of God blazed around them. And out of the center of the brightness, an angel spoke with a message from God. The Bible tells us what happened.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Let's stay seated and sing like those angels did as we sing, "Hark, the herald angels sing."
See my sound. Joyful are ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the herald prince of peace, hail the son of righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn.
So the shepherds left their sheep and came to Bethlehem to see what the angel had told them about. So we're going to remain seated and sing together about those shepherds as they come to the manger in Bethlehem. Let's sing While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night.
Shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread has seized their troubled mind. Tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. A heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view display, and meanly wrapped in swirling bands and in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, and thus addressed their joyful song. Oh, glory be to God on high, and to the earthly peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease.
Meanwhile, in a country far away to the east, there were others whom God was calling to worship the baby. There were wise men who had seen a bright star in their skies, showing them that that a king had been born among the Jewish people. Listen to their story.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now stay seated as we sing about those kings coming from afar. You might like to keep an eye out for the gifts they bring to the baby Jesus. Let's sing "We Three Kings of Orient Are."
Bearing gifts, we travel afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading still.
Still proceed.
News of the baby's arrival had reached the far country where the wise men came from, and now all those who had come to the stable were spreading the word to their friends and neighbours. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
By now, the townspeople knew that something special was happening that night in Bethlehem. They were filled with curiosity at what the shepherds had said and wanted to see for themselves what was happening. Just as the people of Bethlehem came to see all that God had done, we too are invited to come to Jesus and see all that he has done for us and receive him as our Lord and King. The stable is getting very crowded, just like Bethlehem was there on that night. Let's all stand and sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Has indeed been born. He has been born for you and for me, and we can join with people everywhere and with the shepherds, wise men, and angels in glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. It was a truly holy night that brought great joy to people all across the world, both then and now. So let's rejoice and celebrate that joy by singing together, Joy to the World.
Receive the King. Let every
sea, and heaven and nature see, and heaven and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Saviour reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat it, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Please be seated. In the years to come, people would see how God's plan was carried out. God's son, Jesus, the servant king, born as a helpless baby to a humble family in Bethlehem, would die on a cross as saviour of the world. Just as the wise men of old offered him their gifts, so he calls us now to offer him our hearts and our lives in loving and serving him. But that's not the end of the story. Jesus has also told us that he is coming again. Next time, not as a baby in a manger, but to rule as king. So let's affirm this truth by standing and singing together, "See Him Coming."
See him come. is the living one, the first and last, who once was dead, but now he lives. See him coming on the clouds of heaven, every eye behold him now. He's the living one, the first and last, who once was dead, but now he lives forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever.
Well, thanks for coming, everyone. What a wonderful way to celebrate Christmas together as a family. Please stay standing. We're going to have a photo opportunity very soon, and Karen will direct us how we're going to do that photo opportunity that's there. Christmas services are at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning, and you can join us for the Lord's Supper together at a time. After the service today, please stay and continue the fellowship over a barbecue, sausage sizzle. So please stay and keep the social distancing and time together. Please, at the back of the church, you'll notice the offertory box as you leave. Please, if you've come to give something towards ministry in this place by an envelope, that box is up the back. And this is a wonderful way of sharing in ministry together. And as you leave today, I'll be handing the regular members here a sharing in ministry pamphlet to read and prayerfully consider and return via the red box in the coming weeks ahead. Well, it's been a great time of the year. And this time of the year, we remember the reason for why God sent his Son into the world to save us and to make us friends with him. We couldn't do it ourselves, so God did it for us in Jesus, becoming one of us, rising, dying on a cross, taking the punishment for our sins and rising from the dead, and he's coming back again one day to take us home. So let me pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together to celebrate Christmas as a church family together. And thank you for all that have been involved in this service, especially the kids' church and their parents. And we thank you for their participation and their sharing in ministry in this way. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that in this time of the year, we remember your great mercy towards us and your love towards us in Christ Jesus, undeserved as it is, and yet you gave it to us in your Son Jesus. Father, we say thank you. And we trust that our time of celebration and thanks over these days and every day is pleasing in your sight. And we pray for our community and we pray for the world that they'll come to know Jesus before he comes again. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Karen, is there anything I've forgotten? Wonderful. I think everyone's done a great job. Well done. Let's give a big clap to our people up the front as well, too. Photo opportunity.
Okay, our pageant people, our pageant are going to leave first and then we'll follow them out.
Going out, that's all fine. Some of you might like prayer after the service. Dick and Minette are happy to be up the front here and pray with you after the service.